speaking of class, the folks you're about to meet have a lot of class and also a lot of talent. Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh is a remarkable organization. All youth putting together staged productions of Shakespeare, and I mean every bit of it, on their own. I'd first like you to meet the people who are here so you get a sense of who's here with me, and then we'll talk a little bit about the approach Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh takes. And we're going to start with Henry. If you could just introduce yourself, let folks know what you your role in the organization, and then we'll just work our way around, if that makes sense.
I am Henry. I am the set designer for Cymbeline and Pisanio in this scene, and I've been doing this for about 2 years.
That's terrific. Any shout-outs you'd like to give?
Thanks, Dad, I guess.
Well, that's a good thing. And you are 12 and heading into 7th grade, am I right?
Yes, yes.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. And let's find out who's sitting on your right.
Hello. My name is Felicia Perez. I am the artistic director of the Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh. I play Imogen and Cymbeline. I'm one of the production managers.
Nice to meet you. Any shout-outs from you?
My mother, yes, my mom. And I'm 18, and I'm a rising freshman at Smith College.
Excellent. Smith in Boston.
Northampton, but very close.
Close to Boston.
Yeah.
I know a little bit about Smith. I don't think we've had a guest from Smith before. What are you going to be studying there?
I plan to major in English.
Excellent. And let's meet who's sitting next to you, on the other side, I should say.
Hi, I'm Sydney Forshine. I am the director of Cymbeline and the managing director of the Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh. I am a rising senior, homeschooled senior, and I'll give a shout out to my sister, who's lovely and also acting in the show.
Oh, that's great. What's her first name?
Sienna.
And do you know what you might want to do after you graduate?
Not yet, no.
It's you've got some time to figure that out.
A lot of options.
Yeah, it's nice to have you back. And then finally, we'll turn to Brandon.
Like you just said.
Oh, hang on, Brandon. I'm sorry.
Like you just said, my name is Brandon Yeager. It's lovely to meet you. I am 18 as well. And I guess for my shout-out, I'd like to shout out one of the people who drove me today, Emily. She's a great friend.
Excellent. And you are going to be entering Point Park this fall.
Yes.
And you'll be studying acting.
Mm-hmm.
And are you from the southwestern Pennsylvania originally?
I'm from right around Freedom, New Brighton, around that area.
Okay. And, Point Park has an international reputation, and it's great that you're going to be studying locally. So I would love to learn a bit about the approach that the company takes. Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh has been around for a few years, and I know the answer to some of this, but there are people tuned in who don't and who I think need to. So can you all sort of explain what Youth Shakespeare does and perhaps what it doesn't do? And I'll let anybody who wants to jump in feel free.
Yeah. Well, the Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh, they have a fully youth-focused approach. We have people from ages 12 to 22 come in and do everything in our theater, from behind the scenes to behind the scenes backstage, helping backstage, lighting, sound, directing, as I'm doing, to acting, to just everything, And we work via mentorship and learning as we go and as we make a show happen.
And that's different, where usually adults might still be running the show or delegating in a way that they're really still managing things. Now, Henry, you mentioned, what is your role behind the scenes?
I'm the set designer, so I go around finding stuff for our set, and I'll take it and I'll arrange it on the stage and make plans for it to come off and on.
Wow, that's a big responsibility. Have you done this for a production before?
No.
And what are some of the things you've had to find, and how have you gone about finding them?
Well, I had to find a big chest with, like, an open back, and so I had to go in my basement.
Oh, you thought you were able to find one there.
Well, we still need to take the back off, but yeah.
And are there things that you're especially on the lookout for now that you don't have yet?
Yeah, we don't have Roman columns, do we? No? Okay.
That seems like that would be something. What made you interested in trying this role on?
I don't know. I guess I just wanted to do it.
Do you do any, like, work building things or making things? You must enjoy some aspect of that, I would think.
Yeah, I like Legos. I like stuff like that. I help build stuff in my mom's garden.
And do you have a role in the play as well on the stage?
Mm-hmm.
What role do you play?
I'm Pisanio and Arvirgus.
And what are their characters like?
Well, Pisanio's the servant of Posthumus and goes to Imogen for most of the play and helps guide Imogen through the trials she faces ahead. And Arvirgus is Cymbeline's son, and he was kidnapped by Cymbeline's friend.
Wow, you've got a lot to do, a couple roles, and also the responsibility for getting the set done. That's incredible. Let me turn to Felicia next. Tell me about your roles. Do you have something on the stage and off the stage, right?
Yeah, so on the stage, I play Imogen, and she is one of the main, like, lovers in the story. She is wedded to Posthumus at the beginning, who's then banished because her father did not want the two of them to be together. And so then she's, like, in this, like, kind of tragic place where she's, like, married, but she can't see her husband. And then she ends up being put into a position where she has to pretend to be, like, a man to save her life and, like, run away from the court because Posthumus believed, spoilers, but he believed that she was, like, cheating on him and so sent Pisanio to kill her, and so she had to run off. And so her story is very complex and it's really, like, I mean, definitely, like, a mental turmoil for her, as well as a physical one. She gets very sick at one point. So, yeah, her story is definitely something. But then off the stage, too, I am the production manager. So just, like, setting up things like this, like reaching out to SLB for this, which we've done this for a couple of productions before this one, too. Yeah.
That's a big responsibility as well. I mean, being in the play and the character certainly is not typecast, so you've got to think about how you're going to put this your spin on this role, but also having these offstage responsibilities is huge, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot, but I really do love it, so it's fun.
What's the part about being offstage? Tell me a little bit about why you love that part of it.
I think I love just, like, organizing a show. I love, like making things happen like that. It feels very, like, real and grounded. Like, I think as opposed to, like, acting, which is in its nature, like it is playing pretend, and I love that too. But I love also feeling like I'm really making something happen and putting something together like this.
Yeah, Henry has that going on too with the actual physical. You've got to create this world out of nothing for the actors to work on. Felicia, tell me about, are you on stage in this one, or is it primarily behind the scenes? Or I said Felicia, I'm sorry. I meant Sydney. I'm looking right at Sydney and calling her Felicia.
Yeah, that's all right. My role is backstage, this production. I am the director, also doing some production managing. So yeah, it's quite cool. This is my first time being a director, so I got to learn all of the things that come with that.
And what are some of those things? We see director in Playbill credits or in the credits that follow a movie or a TV show, but sometimes people wonder, what does a director do anyway?
Yes, well, I create the concept and I bring it to the rehearsal room and help with blocking and figuring out characters, manage actors. I do some scheduling as well, but mainly my role is to make sure that we have a cohesive show.
Do you sometimes need to give feedback to actors in terms of ways they might need to interpret the role differently, or do you have notes that you need to give?
Yes, I do. I do take notes. They're about the actions. The actors are free to interpret their roles as they wish with textual evidence. So I help facilitate the onstage and bring the text to the physical to the audience.
Boy, you described that really well. Is it hard to give notes to people?
Yes.
Yeah, I would think it would be. People, I think, probably welcome them.
Mm-hmm.
I hope, but at the same time, it's probably still difficult.
Yeah, this is harder. It's harder, I found, to take notes because these are incredible people I am working with. They're already doing an amazing job, so it's harder for me to find how to help them and make them better in that way.
That's a really great way of putting it. How do you two feel about getting notes?
I'm fine with it. I think it helps us move forward in a way that can eliminate future notes in a way.
That makes sense. And Felicia, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I like notes. I'm always thinking about like my characters and the show. And so it's nice to be able to improve on that the best I can because, yeah, I want it to be a great show.
Yeah, it's hard. You're inside of your character and you can't, it's very hard to imagine watching yourself and listening. Let's turn to Brandon. And Brandon, do you have an off-stage role in this play?
No, I am just a performer, and this is my actual first year with the U Shakespeare Society.
Well, that's terrific. Tell me the character you play.
I am playing Iacomo. He is the main villain of Cymbeline. And like Felicia was saying before, where she gets convinced, like her husband gets convinced that she cheated, I am the one that ends up convincing him of that.
Ah, well, that's quite a role. Now, I'm curious, you're heading off to study at Point Park. When did you know you wanted to pursue acting academically and as a career?
It was my freshman year of high school. One of my best friends ended up convincing me to do the performing arts class that my high school offered. And I was like, this is the dumbest thing ever. Never would want to do this. And then now, obviously, it's one of the most important things in my life, and I love it completely. So
that's incredible. Did you do a musical or play that year?
Yes. I have done musical for 2 years at my high school, and then I did plays every single year.
That's good. What was the first one you did?
The first musical or first
yeah.
play?
Oh, either or both.
Musical was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I played Grandpa Joe during that.
it's a good role.
Mm-hmm.
And how about for your first play?
It was the Brothers Grimm Spectaculathon, which is like a mix-up of all the Brothers Grimm's little like stories and stuff into a play format. And I played a character called The Actor, which he's like called on for any time a character's supposed to be like walking off stage. And then the entire funny bit is at the end, I do all of Cinderella by myself with like multiple wigs and stuff.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
One of the funnest roles I've ever done, completely.
If you're just joining us, Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh is here. Cymbeline is going to be staged three times on July, or twice. Three times. I was going to say my notes say different. July 31st and August 1st at 7, right? Friday and Saturday, and then August 2nd at 3. Do I have that right?
August 2nd at 2 o'clock.
So it's July 31st and August 1st at 7 and August 2nd at 2. And it's at the Hillman Center for Performing Arts, which is in the Fox Chapel area. It's a beautiful space. And you can learn more at youthshakespearepgh.org. Now, you three have a scene for us, Henry and Brandon and Felicia. Do you need to set this scene up? I'll ask Sydney, is there a setup before we hear the scene?
Well, Posthumus, Imogen's husband, is banished, and he sends Iachimo with letters to her. Iachimo, however, has made a bet to try and seduce Imogen. Just going to see if that works.
Okay. Here is a preview from Youth Shakespeare. It's going to be exciting. You're going to hear this first. And away, Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh, away you go.
A father cruel and a stepdame false, a foolish suitor to a wedded lady that hath her husband banished. Oh, that's husband! My supreme crown of grief, and those repeated vexations of it. Had I been thief stolen as my two brothers, happy, but most miserable is the desire that's glorious. Who may this be? Fie!
Madam, a noble gentleman of Rome comes from my lord with letters.
Change you, madam. The worthy Posthumus is in safety and greets your highness dearly.
Thanks, good sir. You're kindly welcome.
All of her that is out the door, most rich. If she is furnished with a mind so rare, I have lost the wager. Boldness be my friend.
He is one of the noblest note, to whose kindnesses I am most infinitely tied. Reflect upon him accordingly, as you value your trust. Posthumus. So far I read aloud, but even the very middle of my heart is warmed by the rest and takes it thankfully. You are welcome, worthy sir, as I have words to bid you, and shall find it so in all that I can do.
Thanks, fairest lady. What, are men mad? Hath nature given them eyes, see this vaulted arch and rich earth? And can we not partation make with spectacle so precise, twixt fair and foul?
What makes your admiration?
It cannot be in the eyes, for apes and monkeys, twixt two such she's would chatter this way and contemn with mouths the other. Nor in the judgment for idiots in this case of favor would be wisely definite. Nor the appetite sluttery to such need excellence. A pose should make desire vomit emptiness, not so allured to feed.
What, dear sir, thus wraps you? Are you well?
Thanks, madam, well. Oh, beseech you, sir. Desired my man's abode where I did leave him. He is strange and peevish.
I was going, sir, to give him welcome.
Continues well, my lord. His health, beseech you.
Well, madam.
Is he disposed to mirth? I hope he is.
Exceedingly pleasant. Not a stranger there, so merry and gamesome. He's called the Briton Reveler.
When he was here, he did incline to sadness, and oft times not knowing why.
I have never saw him sad. There's his Frenchman, his companion, one eminent monsieur that it seems much loves a galleon girl at home. He furnishes the thick sighs from him, whiles the jolly Briton, laughs free from lung and cries, oh, can my side hold? Think that a man who knows by history, report, in his own proof, what woman is. Yeah, what she cannot choose but what must be. Will's free-hour languish for assured bondage.
Will my lord say so?
Aye, madam, with his eyes inflood with laughter. It is a recreation to be by and hear him mock the Frenchman. But heaven knows some men are much to blame.
Not he, I hope.
Oh, not he. But yet heaven's bounty towards him might be used more thankfully in himself. 'Tis as much in you, which I account his beyond all talents. I am bound to wonder. I'm bound to pity, too.
What do you pity, sir?
Two creatures, Hartley.
Am I one, sir? You look on me. What wreck discern you in me deserves your pity?
Lamentable. What to hide me from the radiant sun and solace in the dungeon by a snuff?
I pray you, sir, deliver with more openness your answers to my demands. Why do you pity me?
That others do. I was about to say, enjoy your... But it is an office of the gods to venge it, not mine to speak on it.
You do seem to know something of me, or what concerns me. Pray you, discover to me what both you spurn stop.
Had I this cheek to bathe my lips upon, this hand whose touch, whose every touch, would force the feeler's soul to oath of loyalty, this object which takes wild motion of mine eyes, fire it only here, should I, damn it then, slave with lips as common as the stairs to mount the Capitol, join gripes with hands made hard with hourly falsehood, if it were fit that all the plagues of hell should at one time encounter such revolt.
My lord, I fear, has forgot Britain.
And himself.
Let me hear no more.
O dearest soul, your cause doth strike my heart with pity that doth make me sick. A lady so fair to be partnered with tomboys errand with that self such exhibition, which your own coffers yield. Such boiled stuff as well might poison. Be revenged, or she that bore you was no queen, and you recoil from your great stock.
Revenged? How should I be revenged? If this be true, as I have such a heart that both mine ears must not in haste abuse, if it be true, how should I be revenged?
Should he make me live like Diana's priest, betwixt cold sheets, always vaulting variable ramps, in your despite? Upon your purse, revenge it. I dedicate myself to your sweet pleasure. More noble than that runagate to your bed, and will continue fast to your affection still closest shore.
What ho, Pisanio?
Let me my service tender on your lips.
Away! I do condemn mine ears that have so long attended thee. Thou wrongst a gentleman who is as far from thy report as thou art from honor, and solicits here a lady that disdains thee and the devil alike. What ho, Pisanio? The king my father shall be made acquainted of thy assault. What ho, Pisanio?
O happy Leonatus, I may say, the credit thy lady hath of you deserves thy trust and thy most perfect goodness. Her assured credit, blessed live you long, a lady to the worthiest sir that country ever called his. And you, his mistress, only for the most worthiest fit, give me your pardon. I have spoke this to know if your affiance were deeply rooted, and shall make your lord, that which he is now, newer, and he is one, the truest mannered, such a holy witch that he enchants societies into him, and half all men's hearts are his.
You make amends.
He sits amongst men, like a defended god. He had a kind of honor sets him off more than a mortal seeming. Be not angry, most mighty princess, that I have ventured to try your taking of a false report. The love I bear him made me fan you thus, but the gods made you unlike all others, chafeless. Pray your pardon.
All's well, sir. Take my power of the court for yours.
My humble thanks.
Wow, there is a preview of Cymbeline. And what a great job by the actors. You just heard Brandon, Felicia, and Henry. And the play Cymbeline, produced by Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh at the Hellman Center for Performing Arts, July 31st and August 1st at 7, and then a matinee on August 2nd at 2. And you'll find the center in Fox Chapel. Youth shakespearepgh.org for additional details. Anybody have anything else you'd like to add about the performance?
It's going to be a great show. I hope you come and see it.
Yeah, see, a company where everything has been done by youth, direction, production, promotion, set building, and of course, acting. Congratulations. And here's to a good show. I know you've got a lot of work between now and the end of the month, probably. So thank you for spending some time with us this morning.